Definitely. They have the opportunity to prepare all week to do the drills and do all the passing game and the run game with the guys. And, you know, it's a little bit different when you haven't been in there at the beginning of the season. You're kind of taking scout team reps. But to now to get those reps in practice, and not just for me, but just for them also to have a feel for what I do and a feel for what I like to do. And we just go from there. You know, it's a tough opponent we have Monday night. No one said it was going to be easy. But we got to go there. We got to fight together, and we got to play as a unit. Yeah, I've talked to Jay. I've seen him, you know, each day this week. You know, Jay is in full support of what's going on and what we're trying to accomplish. At the same time, he's doing everything he needs to be doing and seeing the doctors and making sure that he's getting himself in a healthy position so that he's able to come back. So, you know, we've both been in this business long enough to be professionals and understand the situation. So, you know, he's doing everything possible to make sure that he's healthy when the time is right. So, and, you know, I'm doing everything possible to make sure I'm preparing, you know, for a game on Monday. Yeah, you definitely don't want to see anyone get hurt or injured in this business. And we understand that, you know, because it is a tough sport, you know, sometimes things like that happen. And like I said, it's my first time starting since October 14th, I think, last year when I broke my collarbone. So, you know, it'll be and going back to the Bay Area. So it feels good to have an opportunity to get back in there and play. But you know, like I said, you never want to have the opportunity to play because of, you know, someone's injury. But we understand the position that we play. You know, those things occur sometimes. You know, you think about it, you sit on the sideline, it's cold, rainy, muddy. And all of a sudden, you know, you got to go in there in a quick second and play. You know, last week's game, I think, was good for me knowing that I have to play this week to get those reps, you know, against a really good defense in Houston and get your feet wet and get back moving again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, knowing now that I'm playing this week, looking back at it, to have those reps in the second half was, you know, was really huge. It helps a lot. It helps a lot. You know, I feel like, you know, me coming here, you know, at the same time, they expect a lot out of you. Because this was the reason that they went and tried to bring you here, you know, as the backup. And I understand that I'm going to play as hard as I can. I've been staying up all nights and days studying film and making sure that I can try to catch up for the time that's been lost. You know, you can't get all that time back, but just try to mentally know exactly what you're doing, try to let your physical attributes just take over, you know, when it's available. So, you know, to know that we're a team, you know, we're a big unit here. And I understand that, you know, these guys want to win as bad as anyone. And I'm going to try to do everything I can, you know, to do that. Yeah, you know, I can't make up for 4 years that they've been together, but at the same time, you can see that on the field when they play together. They see certain things together. And a lot of that comes from the experience that they have from back in their days in Denver. But, you know, for me just talking to B, you know, we pretty much do what we do. At the same time, we see things and then we see things. But we're not going to be trying to push the envelope on things that are just not there. But at the same time, I have all the confidence in the world in B. He's a great receiver. And there's other guys on his team, too, that can make plays. And I know that, you know, that there's just plenty of guys who can make plays. And we just got to find a way to just move the ball around and just take what the defense gives us. Like I said, we're a work in progress. You know, first year, you know, in this offense with Coach Tice and, you know, as coordinator and, you know, Coach Bates coming in from Denver, I think, you know, everything's still working itself out. You know, we understand that defense should always be ahead of offenses, you know, in this situation because, you know, our guys been together for 9 years on defense side of the ball. It's our first year together on offense, and everyone's still trying to play and think at the same time a little bit. But with that being said, we also have to show some type of sense of urgency. You know, we're playing. We got to have fun in the games. You know, when there's a big play, we got to get excited. You play off emotions. That's what this game is all about, emotions. So, you know, we just need to probably show more of that. I tell you this, though, having a chance to play against them in the second half last week, I know against a team that can move around, make plays defensively, a reason why they are pretty much, you know, 8-1. They have to go on the road, play in a hostile environment in the 49ers. To see this defense, both of them a 3-4 style defense. So, you know, to see a similar scheme, to know that we are facing 2-3-4 defenses in a row, I think does help a little bit, but at the same time, schematically, they still do some things differently. When you look at their linebacker core, you know, with Bowman and Willis, you know, those guys, they're phenomenal. Both of them pro bowlers. They both run to the ball really well. They both are really good gap guys, and they can run. That's one thing I'm impressed at when I look at the film is how fast they can run. And to be that athletic and that big and a big stone part of the middle of their defense, I think is outstanding.